I mean, kids, Magellan's a lot cooler than Justin Bieber. He circumnavigated with one ship the entire planet. He was killed by wild natives before they got back to Portugal. And when they got back, there was only like 11 people alive of the 200 and something crew, and the entire ship was rotting down to the waterline. That's destiny. That's will. That's striving. That's being a trailblazer, an explorer, going into space. Mathematics, quantum mechanics, the secrets of the universe. It's all there. Life is fiery with its beauty. It's incredible detail. Tuning into it. They want to shatter your mind. Talking about Justin Bieber. It's pure evil. They're taking your intellect, your soul, and giving you Michael Jordan and Bieber. Putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Dead Frog Radio 2.23 fires its engines, and like a large shredder chipper turns trees into wood chips, we unyieldingly take decency and morals and turn them into unrecognized and foreign pieces of scary things. I am Token, and I'm the one who miswired the emergency cutoff button to instead play mariachi music. So what happens to my voice? Well folks, I'm in the hole. And there is no way to do the show from the hole. Or so the prison thought. And since they're messing with me, I figured I'd do an episode of Dead Frog Radio from the deep dark bowels of FC Isleretto. Though truth be told, the whole place is one giant bowel. Not sure exactly why I'm in the hole. Last thing I remembered is the crazy out of his mind nut job warden throwing a blanket at me and hitting me with it. I sent an email, saying that the quote, fat piece of shit assaulted me. And about 20 minutes later they came and got me. I'm under investigation by SIS for who knows what. The good news is the assault was witnessed. The bad news is that nobody will believe the word of any amount of inmates. I'll be punished for being mad that I was assaulted. And fat ass will collect his million plus dollar paycheck. The American way. Officially, I got an incident report for altered radios and having speakers. I will probably lose phone privileges, as well as the privilege of buying overpriced junk food from the commissary. The last time I was thrown in the hole, they destroyed my radios. That was during the investigation they did into this very show. They really, really, really hate this show, folks. Which is why I'm going to keep doing it, even from the damn hole, with no radio to hear all of my own shenanigans.
You mean shenanigans?
No!
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
They've called the show benign. But what the hell? Let's expose a bit of corruption. And watch as the cockroaches scatter this week. We'll see what happens. Now, here's an appropriate song for the circumstances. It's 30 Days in the Hole, on Dead Frog Radio.
Give me my release, come on. Black knight for me.
it goes a little something like this. Fuck the police, coming straight out the underground. A young nigga got his bed cause I'm brown. And I'm the undercover, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I ain't the one for a poor motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on and thrown in jail. We can go toe to toe in the middle of a cell. Fuck it with me, cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Climb my car, pick a merry bottle, and selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me in the red zone, chilling in the bench. I'm tired of shit, and when I'm finished, I'm bringing yellow tape. Come on, off the scene of the slaughter.
Dead Frog Radio. Some rage against the machine right there. Yeah. Angry music. If there is one plus side to being in the hole, it's that they'd have a very difficult time removing the doors down here. They just went through the prison and removed all of the doors from our cells. Technically a fire hazard, increasing theft, noise, and all-around irritation. But down here in the hole, my door isn't going anywhere. So it might sound crazy to you, but that's a huge upside to being in the hole. As soon as they took the doors off of the cells, people were walking in without knocking, looking in, the people walking in the halls making too much noise, all that shit. So this is not really a punishment for me. Anyway, let's get back to the music. Some butthole surfers on WBCQ, the planet. It's Dead Frog Radio, from the hole.
ทำไมมันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคัน
ดวงอะไร ็นมีตัวตนเลยนั้นที่เขาเรียกว่าดวงนะดวงอะไรกันถ้ายิ่งเก่าก็ยิ่งมันเขาเรียกขี้กลางพุ่งเดือน
มีดวงไม่ว่าของดีดวงที่ทำไมมันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคัน
คันคันคันคันคันคันคัน
ไม่ว่าของดีดวงที่ทำไมมันคันคันคันคันคันคัน
คันคันคัน
คันคัน
คัน
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 คันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคัน
มีดวงแต่ว่าของดีดวงที่ทำไมมันคันคันคันคันคันคัน
คัน
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 ค
ัน
คัน
ค
ัน
คันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคัน
Dead Frog Radio. Hey, I can technically pop up after every song now. No phone time constraints with computer voices.That was Butthole Surfers. How fun was that? So anyway, just because I'm in the hole doesn't mean it's not Christmas. So ho ho ho. From the hole. Here's some Bob Rivers on WBCQ, The Planet. Hells yeah.
Want to be Americans, but we're illegal aliens, and we really like it here, though we don't speak the language clear.
Foreigners stamping out our union.
What do you mean, Soviet Union?
We sneak across your borderlines to stand in unemployment lines. We chip in to buy a car, drive back home to get some more.
Foreigners hide from immigration.
You got a place I can stay, man?
Doing. Their statue of liberty feeds us bums who live for free. It's for you, a tire and a pole. When you gonna slam the door? I'm no no, it's a longer ride back.
WBCQ. That was Bob Rivers on Dead Frog Radio. A few things to cover. First, we were asked about QSL cards, and I am going to work on making one here very soon. I'll let you all know when these become available. Second, WBCQ is holding a donation drive at WBCQ.com. So help them out this holiday season.And speaking of donations, a sincere thank you to Jeff Waffle for his recent donation. Every little bit makes a huge difference. And so, to thank our loyal listeners for their contributions, this song goes out to you.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
was my attempt, good intentions. Limbs tight, skin tight, self-inflicted, his perdition.
Turning to shit, the earth don't stand a chance. Hurricane, typhoon will destroy the city. We got to clean up the skies and recycle. We got to stop the overpopulation. But most important of all, we got to build a Death Star.
Death Star, it's a fucking ship. It's a son of a bitch, y'all, and we're building it. It's gonna take us up into the sky. We don't need the earth, we're gonna fucking fly sky high. Death Star, it's a son of a bitch, y'all. Gonna take us into outer space. Get your shit together, motherfucker. We're gonna start a new
tonight. You got to make it airtight. You gotta build that shit, make it out of sight. The fucking dance star. You know we will be rocking on the dance star. It will be democratic on the dance star. There will be lots of boning on the star. More stars, we got to spread out far. Seven strong, we got to bang a gong. But baby, hold up, and now there's something wrong. What's that? That's a fucking squid, an evil alien squid. Join up ships, we got to let it rip. We got to blow that bitch to another dimension. Death Star, we got to build a hundred of them. Death Star, we spread across the galaxy. The Death Star, you know we will be rocking on the sky.
Do we have four, five, three, two? We are real. So we search the galaxy for other forms of life. We got to drink their nutrients to sustain our quality of life. So we scoop up the creatures, then we put them in a geodesic dome. But the question arises, my friend, what have we become?
Death Star! We'll be right back.
this is a best of Dead Frog News.
In sports, the Cleveland Browns have put up another good fight, but fell short. Parma Middle School beat the Cleveland Browns 37-24. Quarterback for Parma Middle School, Jeremy Duncan, after the game had this to say.
Man, that was so easy. I know I'm supposed to be all humble and stuff, but they really suck.
The Browns quarterback had nothing to say, probably because nobody could figure out who in the hell was actually the quarterback. And this just ended the DFR newsroom. It appears that we have enough votes in to project a winner in the Lake City mayoral race. We go now to Maurice Blackman at Campaign 26 headquarters. Maurice? Maurice, are you there with us?
I'm here.
Maurice, can you give us an update on the Lake City 2016 mayoral race?
Sure. We're at 47% reporting, but based on these numbers, we're willing to project a winner. At 73% of the votes, Ted Randall is the next mayor of Lake City. Mayor Randall campaigned on a promise of lower taxes, better public services, and a CC Skyway for all residents of Lake City. Mayor Randall also promised unprecedented research into proper ionospheric and ELAIR forecast predictions, something no other candidate brought up.
Excuse me, Maurice, but we're just now getting word that Mayor Randall is giving a speech. We're going to go live to that. So check them out, all right?
Now, I'm going to make sure Lake City is a great city. I want you to know that. It was a great race, and I'm glad the voters of Lake City chose to make me their mayor, all right? I will do all I can to make sure I live up to the great history and high expectations that make this city the truly wonderful city it is, and we'll start shipping those CC Skywave radios out to you all next week, all right? Seriously, they're really good radios. You gotta try them. Thank you all for your support.
A historic night here in Lake City as Ted Randall of WTWW fame is elected mayor of Lake City. Trust DFR for the latest election news as it breaks. This is Token for DFR News.
That was a best of DFR News. Stay tuned for the latest news, which won't be until these bastards let Token out of the hole.
I'll never forget about the day my new car got hit. It caught me off guard cause it happened so quick. When I heard the crash I got mad as hell, cruising down the highway fast not slow, 90 miles an hour in my 5.0. people waving at me cause they know who I am. Alpine stereo blasting the jam. Put the top down, said my girlfriend. Then my damn hat blew off in the wind. I got kinda mad cause it's the hat I just bought. I should've put her out, it was all her fault. Day was Friday, date was the 10th. My girl was looking good on the strength. She smacked my hand when I put it on her knee. I said, hit me again and I'll break your wrist. That day I dressed all in white, taking my girl to Palm Springs for the night. I was hoping I could find a shortcut. I was tired, plus I had a rash on my butt. There was this lady in a pinto coupe, about 90 years old, I could tell by the droop. Driving off fast, borderline insane. Glass so thick, couldn't stand her lane. I swerved left and I swerved right, but she was still tailgating me too damn tight. To the left lane, I tried to switch, then you saw my blinker, bitch. Pulled off on the side of the road. I was hot, ready to explode. The only thing stopping me from breaking her nose is I was 21 and she was 90 years old. Then the police came, turned the lights off. The lady started crying and the cop got soft. The cop said, "Ah, it'll be okay. Wrinkled old bag looking like a Shar Pei." I said, "Wait, what's going on, Cap? Her car's fine, my car is wrecked." Then I saw what happened in the crash. Her dentures came out and got stuck in the dash. You hit me, I didn't hit you. Stop holding your neck, lady, you can't sue. It's your fault, you caused all this. You saw my blinker, bitch. Wednesday, October the 4th. That's when we got our day in court. That lady destroyed my case when she came in a wheelchair and a neck brace. I jumped up, I said, you must be joking. Come on, judge, her neck ain't broken. Well, I'll be damned. Wrinkled old bag started crying on the stand. The bailiff grabbed me, slammed me on the ground. Judge said, boy, you better calm down. Aren't you one of them damn rap singers? Yeah. Then I gave him the finger. Judge held me in contempt of court for giving him the finger and things of that sort. Anything to say before you dismiss? Just one, you saw my blinker, bitch.
Dead Frog Radio. Oh no, that was big bad gangsta rapper Will Smith. He's so hardcore. I'm so frightened. Can't you hear my computer modulated voice, shaking in fear? Ha ha ha, what a fucking joke. Oh, by the way, Storm, I got your letter, but I'm kinda bad at replying right now as I fight the man. I didn't forget about you, and I'll get you a letter very soon. Speaking of very soon, that's when we'll be back, after this very short break. This is Dead Frog Radio on WBCQ, The Planet. From the hole in federal prison out to you. Stay tuned.
Losing a loved one is difficult, and knowing how to show sympathy to someone who's lost a loved one is hard too. We're here to help. Woodbridge Foods has what you need to say sorry for your loss. Flowers die, but our preserved summer sausages will last a long time. Sometimes you don't know what to say to someone who's lost a loved one, and that's okay. Make your sympathy set simply with sausage. Our sausage arrangements are so beautiful, you can put them on display by the casket with the other flowers. We have many varieties. Order a custom arrangement, or ask for our random earnings, and we'll pick a wide assortment of our best sausages. Right now, we're running a sale on our Yummy Eulogy special selection. 3 turkey sausages, 3 beef sausages, 3 spicy beef, and 3 salami logs. Only $10 each when you buy 2 or more. At prices this low, you might as well stock up for the inevitable passing of your loved one. Say your sympathy simply with sausage from Woodbridge Foods. Stop in and see why our sausages are to die for. 3323 Lake Avenue, Lake City. 512-3323. That's 512-3323. This week on NBC, the funniest event of the year raves TV Guide. Hilarious, says Rolling Stone. I almost shit myself laughing so hard, from the New York Times. Tune in for the Special Olympics. Watch as simple people and cripples try really hard to compete with other simple people and cripples. The tears, the falls, the triumphant victory fist bump from a guy with Coke bottle glasses. Watch every moment and give up on trying to control your laughter. The Special Olympics, this week on NBC. Then, an all-new generic cop show about solving cases with the occasional drama inside the police department, just to pretend it's not the same crap over and over. In fact, the show is so generic, we're calling the show Cop Show. So tune in on Wednesday night at 10 for Cop Show, an all-new show that uses the same old reheated Cop Show formula that American TV watchers have been eating up for 30 fucking years now, only on NBC.
Neal. What's up, San Francisco? I like your city. It's beautiful. Tolerant place. I didn't see much. I haven't seen my friend call me. He was like, Dave, having fun in Frisco? Hell yeah. Seen the sights? No. You want to go see Alcatraz? What kind of nigga in his right mind wants to visit a prison for recreation? I got friends in jail I don't visit. I don't deal with jails. Don't deal with jails, and I don't deal with police. My house got robbed in New York. I didn't even call the police. I wanted to, but I couldn't. My crib is too nice. It's not that it's too nice, but it's too nice for me. You know how the police are in New York. Soon as I open the door, they'll be like, oh, he's still here. Open and shut case, Johnson. Apparently, this black guy broke in and hung up pictures of his family everywhere. Never seen anything like it. Don't deal with them, man. I had to bail a friend of mine out of jail one time. You know, that was horrible. I was scared. I had to walk right into the belly of the beast. I tried to look as non-threatening as possible. Hi. I'm here to bail out my buddy. Oh, okay. Well, while you're here, you do fit a description. If you'll walk this way, we can process you. How'd I always get us? It's fitting those damn descriptions. Now, I could be bitter and blame all the police, but no. I'll tell you who I blame. It's those fucking sketch artists. They keep drawing the same brother over and over again. Who is this generic man we all look like? I want to know what they say when it's us. You know what I mean? Like, be in that room like, did you get a look? Do you see the guy that tried to rob you? Yes. Yes, I did. He's about 6 feet tall, I'd say. 6 feet tall? Yes. He had his hat on backwards, too. Good. That's good stuff. Hat was on backwards. Yes. He was black? Okay. Big lips, big nose, dick hanging out. Say no more, sir. I'll draw him from memory. You know, let me get my stencil. I think we can trace this guy and save some time.
Radio is funded by my savings account and your donations. And since I literally earn $5.25 a month, I definitely appreciate your donations to keep this going. Information on how to donate is on our Facebook page, or contact us and ask. Your feedback, support, reception reports, and hate mail is always welcome. You can find us at facebook.com/deadfrogradio. You can email us, deadfrogmedia@gmail.com. We also accept potentially deadly toxic powders via regular mail, along with your letters or cash bribes. Write to Dead Frog Media, P.O. Box 64, Thompson, Ohio, 44086. Special thanks to Tommy Guns for turning my incoherent ramblings into a passable radio show. Thanks to Karma for all the Google foo he has provided. Without him, WBCQ would never have had the regret that comes with airing Dead Frog Radio. Also, thanks to Scout for handling the social media and financial side of the show. You rock! Dead Frog Radio is a production of Dead Frog Media. Thanks, Captain Obvious. And finally, thank you for listening to Dead Frog Radio. I bid you a farewell and good night from my current home in federal prison to all of you listening out there on the 50,000-watt monster WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA, and via the TuneIn Radio app for Android and iOS. And now, I hang up the payphone and disconnect the cradle modem. ATH, shutdown-H now. Good night. Is that a thong? Yeah.